Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about getting out of harm's way. And yesterday we touched on the idea of deciding when to run. When you know a storm is coming your way, at what point do you say, I'm going to leave? And I think the real point here is that if you think that you're in danger, if there's even a slight chance that something could happen to you or to a family member, and you have the ability and the financial wherewithal to get out of the way, then you do it. In my case, we were monitoring the storm, realized that this could be a Category 5 hurricane, which is the most catastrophic thing you could ever imagine. I've seen the aftermath of storms like this, or not even like this, but similar to this, you know, Category 3s and 4s, where it destroyed entire towns. So we decided to leave. And so our first thought was, can we fly? And we tried to get flights, and we couldn't because every flight was sold out. And then we just got in the car and started driving north. And as we were driving, I found a flight out of Atlanta and decided we were going to go to Denver because I have a house out in Vail. And as we were trying to get to Atlanta, we realized that the traffic is so bad, we're never going to make the flight. So then we rerouted things, and we have some friends in Washington, D.C., so we decided to drive to Washington. The traffic was horrendous, and it was really difficult getting there, but at the end of the day, we were safe, right? We got ourselves out of Florida. We got ourselves into the Carolinas. We kept driving north. It took us 2 days and probably 26 hours for what should have taken more like 12 or 13, but we got there. And then once we were there, we found another flight from Washington right out to Denver, and we ended up going that route. And so, you know, it's an interesting dynamic when you look at evacuation and you look at whether to go or whether not to go. But as I said before, if you have the means and you can get out of the way, get out of the way. And in our case, the storm is since moved out. It's still sort of on a path up through Atlanta, so it'd be difficult. Still a little bit difficult to get back with airports and flights, but in time we'll do it, and when the time is right, we'll come back, and hopefully the power will be on. But at the end of the day, I know that my family is safe, and that's what's most important, and I think that's really what it comes down to. If you have the ability to get your loved ones away from a potentially catastrophic situation, you do what you have to do, and that was how I made the decision that I made. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And I'd ask if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed yet, that you go ahead and do that. Just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And if you would be so kind as to leave us a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on getting out of harm's way. But the message again for yesterday and for today is this. If you have the means to get away from a dangerous storm, do it.